This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi shared this article written by the Minister of the State of Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said that the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and the leadership of the young minds to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat. On the occasion of the National Youth Day today, the Prime Minister will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the youth will play an important role in making India a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the convocation ceremony at IIMT University, Meerut in Uttar Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Singh said that the aspirations, dedication and the thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity at the global stage. The defense ministers called upon the students to take the inspiration from life and the ideals of Swami Vivekananda. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that there will be a sevenfold increase in seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said that the fight against drugs has gained new strength under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the regional conference of the drug trafficking and the national security in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that the drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of in the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and the police across the country have taken action against the drugs, which has strengthened the youth and the society towards a drug-free future. The Home Minister has also called upon the states to collaborate with the central government in the fight against the medical menace. He urged the states to promote the Manas helpline among the citizens. The BJP has released its second list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly elections. Former MLA Kapil Sharma Mishra has been fielded from the Karwal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar, and Priyanka Gautam, who recently joined the BJP from Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Konli. Earlier, the party has released its first list of 29 candidates out of the total 70 assembly seats. The BJP has so far announced the candidates for 58 seats. The senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He has said during this period the whole country has progressed, but the Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing a gathering at Jhuggi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Shah ensured that the formation of BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing a media party headquarter, the senior party leader, Anurag Thakur, alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party governor, Arvind Kejriwal, is the kingpin of the liquor scam. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party leader, Priyanka Kakkar, refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake, and she said that no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam. The Aam Aadmi Party governor, Arvind Kejriwal, has written to the Chief Election Commissioner regarding the allegations of irregularities in the voter list in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. In this letter, Mr. Kejriwal alleged that the BJP candidate from New Delhi is involved in getting fake votes. He urged that the commission to lodge an FIR and action against the BJP candidate. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, the northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied with the thunderstorm for the next 2 days. Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted the possibility of rain and snowfall in the parts of northwest India until today under the influence of a western disturbance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said that the dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in the northern states, including the early morning and the night shifts till the 14th of this month. Delhi NCR and the adjoining areas are experiencing light to moderate rainfall yesterday, resulting in a fall of temperature in the national capital. Due to the fog, 35 trains, including Howrah Rajdhani, and several flights are delayed in Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.